drown that person. And so the thing about sin is contagious. There are things that happen today that in early generations would not be allowed to happen, that people would have looked down upon. But today it's okay. You have sex outside marriage. Either people that are not married living together, and people think, well, what's the big deal? I mean, everybody does that, right? That's just the way of the world. That's okay. How did it get that way? Well, it started off, I can remember a day and age when people living together, that they didn't dare to flaunt it. They didn't dare to brag about it. They didn't dare to advertise because everybody looked down upon it. And the reason because they knew that was sin. You may think about drinking alcohol and getting drunk. Again, there are people today that says no big deal. However, there at that one time, being a drunk was a bad thing. Or you may think about the profanity. People use God's name in vain today. The four-letter words we hear today that are so common in our society. How did that happen? Well, it happened because little by little, people started using that, and then it started getting on television, and eventually people start saying, it's no big deal. And so we can see that. And Jesus warns his disciples about the influence of leaven and comparing it to the Pharisees, of sin and the Pharisees. Over Matthew 16, verse 6, Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, they misunderstood what Jesus talked about first, because this was after he had actually fed a bunch of people with a few loaves of bread and a few fish, and they thought at first that he was talking about the bread they left behind. But eventually they caught on that he wasn't talking about bread. He was talking about something else. So by the time you get down to verse 12 of Matthew 16 chapter, it says, then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. The teachings of those people. He said, beware, be careful about their teachings. Stay away from those teachings of those people. And we know they had all kinds of human traditions that was creeping into their doctrine. That was wrong. And then over Luke 12, verse 1, he said, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. So here it gets more specific as far as they were hypocritical. They're hypocrites. Beware of that. And so we look in the Bible, and there's various passages, again, that warns us about the influence of other things, the influence of false religion. In the first century, one of the big problems of the church, and one of the reasons you have a lot of the epistles written, was because of the influence of idolatry. As people were obeying the gospel, as more specifically as Gentiles were obeying the gospel, that they wanted to continue to have some fellowship with the idols and with the people involved in idolatry. And so over in 2 Corinthians 6 chapter, verses 14 through 18, the Apostle Paul writes this, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has believed with the unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. And God said, I'll dwell with them and walk among them. I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, there's the idea of what we're to be. But then, verse 17, okay, we're going to be these things. What? Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. But notice there, come out from among them. In other words, isolate themselves. Quarantine themselves from the idolatry that was around them and the evil influence of the idolatry. And Judaism, that was one of the main problems. He had idolatry here, and then he had the influence of Judaism. And that is Christians that had been Jews one time, and they still wanted to incorporate part of the law of Moses into the law of Christ. And they want to do some things like the eating of meats and the Sabbath day observance and circumcisions, those kind of things. And the problem is, you see, it was perverting the gospel of Christ. And so in Galatians 1st chapter, verses 6 through verse 8, Paul there writes, says, I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of God to a different gospel. Now, different here means it seems to be the same, but it's different. It's not the same. They were changing the gospel of Christ. He said, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what I preach to you, let him be accursed. The consistent message of the New Testament is, do not allow false doctrine to creep in. Do not listen to false teachers. Stop them from teaching. Do not let them have any influence on the Christians. And so we have to understand that we are to isolate ourselves in that way. Again, there are various passages in the Bible that reminds us of the need to be in the world, but not be of the world. In Revelation, there are two churches in particular that come to mind with this. One was the Church of Pergamos. At Church of Pergamos, in Revelation 2, verse 14, verse 15, it said, "But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam." Now, that goes back to the Old Testament. And it talks about this, who taught Balak to sacrifice, to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel. They mentioned two things in particular. Two things, sacrifice to idols, again, idolatry, and to commit sexual immorality. Again, often connected with idolatry, but some of the people of the land was committing and was used to, and children of Israel was getting involved in that with these other nations. And so it said, you had a lot of those things. And then verse 15 says, "Thus you have also had those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans," which thing I hate. I don't know exactly what the doctrine of Nicolaitans was. But what I know is not the gospel of Christ. And so it says, you have allowed that to come, and you have not quarantined yourself from that. And therefore he was threatening them to withdraw his lampstand for that church. And then also the Church of Thyatira. In Revelation 2 verse 20, it says, "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and anything sacrificed to idols." Notice there, you have allowed this to happen. But what she's doing here again was sexual immorality and talk about sacrifice to idols. And he said they should not have allowed that. They should have been quarantined from that. So it's important to understand that as Christians, that we are not to isolate ourselves from the world and quarantine ourselves to the point that we cannot have any influence for good. We are to be the light and example of the world. We are to go out there and teach the gospel of the world. That means you have to be in contact with people. But on the other hand, it says Christians, you have to be careful and not actually get involved in the sins of the world and become just like the world. A Christian that's like everybody else is not going to be a light shining in the world. They're going to be a bad influence. And so we have to understand that in our lives ourselves. And one last thought about the quarantine, and then I'll end this lesson, but also quarantining and doing good has to be on a consistent basis. Last Monday, Regina and I got out of the house, and here in Kentucky, they're shutting down a lot of retail stores on Tuesday, so we decided to make some runs and do some last-minute shopping, and we kind of got a little chastised for it, probably so. But the problem is, you see, if we can decide, well, we're going to quarantine ourselves today, and tomorrow we won't, it really doesn't do any good. You have to be consistent with it. And the same thing about a Christian. The same thing about being salt and light of the world, it has to be consistent, good influence. But also, abstaining from sin, we have to be consistent with that also. And so I hope this lesson perhaps helped you. And let me mention also that if you are not a Christian and you're watching this, and you are watching all this on Facebook, you can contact me, and I'd be glad to study with you, to try to get where somebody else can study with you if I can personally. But we're interested in talking about the Word of God and helping people go to heaven. And we understand Jesus Christ, Son of God, we must repent of our sins, confess Him as being Son of God, and be baptized for remission of our sins. And that's simply because that's what the Bible says. And so if we can aid you in doing that, we'd be glad to do that. And also, let me just mention that we're going to remember some of our members. Jim Bierman had an MRI done this last week, has not received the results for that yet. Keep him in the prayer. Pray for good results from that. SG, Mac's brother, that they had some tests done, and the results of that was not good. That cancer's reappeared, and so keep that family in your prayers. And finally, I'll mention Kelly Schultz. Steve passed away a week ago today, and his funeral was Thursday. But her life changed so much that she had devoted so much time to Steve and took care of him so well. And I'm sure that this is totally different as far as everything's changed for her. So keep her in your prayers and reach out and contact her if you can. But I appreciate you watching and hope everybody has a good day. Thank you.